Tansy liked young Bussy. He was a fast learner.
My word, that is an ancient-looking thing. Does it say who wrote it? The name will be inside the front cover.
Bussy opened the book and read the faded script therein.
The Journal of Abbess Jebaid, formerly of Lowmedge.
Minty spilled down Cracklin's gown as she jumped upright.
The architect of the Abbey! That's the very volume we're looking for. Well done, young sir.
Hurrying out into the sunlight, the trio seated themselves on the broad stone steps leading to the gatehouse threshold. Cracklin turned carefully to the first page.
I'll wager an acorn to a bushel of apples that the answer to what lies beneath our south walls is in these pages somewhere.
The crews of the logboat strolled into the kitchens, refreshed by the fast trip downstream and hungry as hunters. Skipper whacked his rudder-like tail against a big pan.
Ahoy, Friar Putney! Any victuals for poor starving creatures?
Mother Buscall waddled from the corner cupboard, waving a threatening ladle at the otter.
Look, you great noisy river dog. Butty ain't here, see? So don't you come with your rough gang a-shouting and hollering round these kitchens when we just got the owl babes taking their noontide nap.
Gergen Spearback touched his head spikes respectfully.
They'll excuse us, ma'am. We'll be well satisfied to sit out in your dining room and wait to be served by one as pretty as yourself.
Taken by surprise at the water hog's courtly manner, Mother Buscall smiled and dipped a deep curtsy.
Indeed to goodness, sir. I'll just warm up the pasties and heat some soup. Would you be taking gooseberry cordial with it?
Gergen bowed, sticking one of his immense boots forward as he made what he considered to be an elegant leg.
"'Twould be more than a sufficient, milady, especially if it were served by your own fair paws.'
Chuckling, the old squirrel mother set about her task. Logalog nudged Gergen.
"'You fat old flattery. All she was about to give us was a swipe of her ladle. How do you do it, matey?'
Gergen led them out to the tables, winking slyly.
"'A smidgen of sugar's worth 10 barrels of rocks, friend. Lack-a-day, who did that to your nose, shat?'
The burly otter gatekeeper was seated at the table, feeding candied chestnuts to the little badger, Rusano. He touched the dock leaf, wrapped tenderly, round his snout.
Never lean too close to owl chicks, matey. They got beaks on them like little scissors. I just found that out when I was playing with them. Savage beasts they are. They'll eat anything at all.
Skipper laughed and tickled the badger babe's foot paws.
And how's my little matey behaving himself, eh?
Shad patted Rossano proudly.
I just taught him a new word. Watch.
He held a candied chestnut up, just out of Rossano's reach. The tiny fellow reached out his paws, uttering the word gruffly.
Nut! Nut!
The otters and shrews thought Rossano's new word was a source of great hilarity. They gathered round him, chanting.
Nut! 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 Nut!
The two little owls, Haroka and her husband Tornoch, came flying out of the kitchens. They landed on the tabletop, contracting and dilating their massive golden eyes and flexing their talons.
Which beast is making all the noise out here?
Waking our egg chicks with that silly nut-nut call.
Straight-faced and serious, all the otters and shrews pointed at the badger babe Rusano, who lay innocent and smiling.
T'was a mouse! It was him!
This ends Disc 6.